Nolte, Biden limps out of office ranked as worst modern president. By John Nolte on December 6, 2024. With only a little over 40 days left of his disastrous presidency, Joe Biden will stumble out of office ranked by voters as our worst modern president. His obscene pardon of his criminal son Hunter did not help his standing. JL Partners polled 1,006 registered voters and asked them to rank Biden and every other president reaching back to Richard M. Nixon. Biden scored lower than Nixon. Is he sleeping? Joe Biden appears to struggle during meeting in Angola. Some 44% placed Biden as one of the worst two, while only 14% placed him in the top two, giving him a net score of 30 points underwater, reports the Daily Mail. That was worse than Nixon, who came out with negative 25, and Donald Trump, with negative 15. Ronald Reagan came in first place by a wide margin with a plus 30. Barry Obama somehow came in second with a plus 21. Bill Clinton landed in third place with plus 17. George W. Bush enjoys a plus 1. Jimmy Carter evened out at 0. George H.W. Bush sat at minus 1. James Johnson, co-founder of JL Partners, which conducted the poll, called it a diabolical result for Biden, the report adds. There's always a recency bias, and as Joe Biden is the incumbent, he starts off at a disadvantage there, the pollster told the Daily Mail. Voters have obviously looked at his age, general conduct in office, his botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, the situation at the southern border, and decided that, in their view, it qualifies him to be the worst president in modern history. He added that Biden went from the man who beat Trump to the man who let him back in, and who voters feel has been fundamentally a bad president. In a separate poll of 806 registered voters conducted on December 2 on the question of the Hunter pardon, a majority of 52% said the pardon is wrong, while only 29% said it was the right thing to do. Crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. The pollster is not wrong about the recency bias. In this case, that bias helps Jimmy Carter, who is unquestionably the worst president of my lifetime, and that includes Nixon. I'm no Watergate revisionist. Nixon was caught cold on tape obstructing justice, ordering a payoff to the Watergate burglars. Nevertheless, I'd vote for the ghost of Nixon over Jimmy Carter or Joe Biden any day. That might sound partisan, but I'd vote for Bill Clinton over Nixon, Biden, Carter, and both Bushes. Clinton had his issues, no question, but the 90s were a time of peace and prosperity. Of course, Trump and Reagan are my top two. The years will be good to Trump. His first term is already remembered as the good old days, and if he becomes a reform president in his second term, and I believe he will, we are looking at the kind of revolution Reagan ushered in that gave us two decades of prosperity. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, to Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.